Hey, this is episode 75. It feels like a landmark to me. Episode 75 of Spiritual Life and Leadership. And so I thought I would release a special bonus episode. And this kind of came together on the fly. My daughter said, "Hey, Dad, I want to be on your podcast." And so I said, "Okay, let's do it." And I was sitting at my desk. I pulled the mic in front of us and we had a little conversation about, well, spiritual life and leadership. And so anyway, really fun conversation. She's 12 years old, and you'll hear about what she thinks about God and what she thinks about leadership and a little bit of her experience of leadership as the captain of her cheer team. And so anyway, fun conversation, just a short, cute little glimpse into our family's life and my daughter and me. And anyway, I'm just happy to share this with you. I'm Marcus Watson, and this is episode 75 of Spiritual Life and Leadership. Hey everyone, this is a special bonus episode with my beautiful daughter Macy. Macy is 12 years old, almost 13.
almost 13,
and is going into
eighth
grade. So Macy, I have some questions for you. First of all, tell us a little bit about what you like to do for fun.
I'm a cheerleader.
Yes, you are. And yes, how long have you been doing cheer?
Almost 7 years.
7 years. And what do you love about doing cheer?
I don't know. I have really good luck and I don't get hurt, so that's fun.
good. But also, I'm very glad for that.
Me too. But also I'm the flyer, so I get to be like thrown around and it's really fun. And also I tumble, so I get to flip. Except I don't know how to actually flip. I just do front handsprings. Yeah. But it's close enough.
You do what?
I do front handsprings.
Front handsprings.
Yeah. But it's close enough to flipping, so I'm okay with it.
And also, so 7 years, which means you were how old when you started?
Like 7.
7 years old.
Oh, wait, no.
No.
Like 8.
8. No, you were probably 7. Maybe 6.
But I'm not almost 7. 14.
Well, then it's been 6 years. Anyway, you were just a little teeny tiny girl.
Yeah, I've done 6 years, but this is going to be my seventh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, got it. Now, I have some, I like to do some get to know you questions when I do these interviews. First question is, Macy, what would a mirror opposite of yourself be like?
A tall male with black hair.
Okay. and what would their personality be like if they were the mirror opposite of you?
I was going to say lazy, but I'm really lazy. So, doesn't eat at all.
Because you eat a lot? Okay.
Yeah. Except I have a fast metabolism.
So this would be a hardworking, overeating. No, undereating.
Undereating. I'm like a little bit of everything, though, because like I eat a lot.
Tall man with black hair.
Tall man with black hair.
Okay, so that's first question. Next question is, Macy, if your life was a book, what would its title be?
Somehow I Manage.
Somehow I Manage.
Do you get
okay,
it?
Okay, I get it. I get it, which leads to my third get-to-know-you question. Macy, what have you been binging on Netflix recently?
The Office and Dance Moms on Hulu.
Oh, and Dance Moms on Hulu.
Yeah.
And how many times have you watched The Office?
This is my sixth.
Sixth time.
Season 8 out of 9.
And the title, Somehow I Manage, comes from...
Michael Scott.
Michael Scott, yep. All right. So now, Macy.
Father.
This this podcast is called Spiritual Life and Leadership.
Yes, I know.
Can I ask you about spiritual life and leadership? Some spiritual life and leadership questions?
Yeah, but I'm going to not know the answer.
Well, it's not a know the answers. It's, Macy, if you had to describe God to someone, how would you describe them? What qualities would you tell them about God?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, what's God like?
I don't know.
In your opinion.
This is difficult.
Uh-huh. That's okay. I mean, it's not easy, but, you know, what do you think? What do you think of when you think about God?
I don't know. He's really caring and understanding.
Caring and understanding, yeah. That's good. One time I asked you that question, and you said, I don't know if you remember this. This is maybe last summer. You said, I think he's the most understanding person ever.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a great answer.
Yeah, that's basically what I was trying to say.
Yeah. That's great. And do you think people know that about God, in your opinion? You don't have, I mean, I know you don't know exactly. Do you think, what do you think people usually think about when they think about God?
I feel like some people, I mean, you're a pastor, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've grown up, like, going to church since I was really, really little,
mm-hmm.
and everything. So, like, I don't know. I'm, like, more religious than most people my age.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like when people my age think of God, they're just like, oh, yeah, he created the earth and stuff. And he's like,
yeah,
the religion guy.
The religion guy.
Yeah.
Do you think people think of God as incredibly compassionate and understanding, or do you think some people think of him more as, you know, kind of, you better follow the rules or else?
It depends on the person, because, like, I have a friend, and she isn't any religion. She, mm-hmm. like, doesn't believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if she thinks of God, she might think of, like, the second thing that you said, like the follow the rules type of deal. Yeah. But other people that are, like, also religious that are my age probably think of, like, he's understanding, like how I said. And yeah.
Do you ever have questions about God or wonder, is this for real?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All the time?
Like, literally this morning, I was laying in bed, and I'm like, how is this happening?
Like, what do you mean? How is what happening?
Like, just life. Like, this mm-hmm. is weird. Like, as I said, when I was, like, 6 years old, I just feel like a box with feelings, but somehow uh-huh. I have eyes that I can see with and a nose that I can smell with, and I can, like, feel with my fingers. Like, this is weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I like your description, a box with feelings.
Yeah.
That your body is the box,
uh-huh.
and there's feelings in there.
Yeah, like, it's just weird that I have a body that can do so many mm-hmm. things when I just feel like a little thing with feelings.
And where did all that come from?
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, that's one of the reasons I think that there must be something bigger than us,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, let's shift the conversation. And maybe we'll finish in just a few minutes or so, a couple minutes. This is a podcast called Spiritual Life and Leadership. What are your thoughts on leadership?
I'm a captain on my cheer team, so, like, I have leadership.
You have leadership.
Yeah.
Okay, good. How have you exhibited that leadership in healthy ways? Can you think of a good example where you're like, I was a good team captain just now, and this helped my team.
Like, sometimes my team, they just, like, slack off because they, like, get tired or exhausted or something, uh-huh. and I'm like, okay, you got to do this, or else uh-huh. we're going to have to run, and you're going to be more tired, and then the coach is going to make us run more. So, like...
And by the way, who's your coach?
My mom.
Yep. And sometimes she makes you run more.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah. And so then how does the team respond? Do they do it?
Some of them do. Yeah. Some of them, they, like, listen to the captains, and they're like, I mean, some of them, they, like, act like captains, and they're like, yeah, guys, like, let's not do this bad and do it good so that we can have pizza when we get home.
Yeah.
Like that one time you brought pizza to
practice. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
That. but others, some of the girls on the team, they don't care about cheer. So they're like they don't even try. So, like, they're the ones that make us run, and they're the ones that, like, aren't counting or aren't saying the words or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have to, like when one person on the team does something wrong, we all have to, like,
oh,
well, not get punished, but, like,
but
you know,
there's a consequence, or there's a, it affects the whole team.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting point, because I think that happens in life all over the place, right?
Mm-hmm.
When not everyone is in it together, then that affects the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
Or the whole, it could be a whole organization or a whole company. If there's a few people in there who make life difficult, or who are just, you know, their heart isn't in it.
Yeah.
It the whole group or the whole organization is less than what it could be.
Yep.
So a few possibilities. You could force them to do the work they got to do. No, you're shaking your head.
No.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because that's not going to help them feel motivated.
It's not going to help them feel
it's
motivated.
It's just going to make them feel like forced to do something. And if like if I'm like doing the dishes and then mom comes downstairs and she's like, Macy, do the dishes. I don't feel motivated to do the dishes anymore.
Oh.
Like I was doing
sometimes being told to do it
yeah.
takes away the motivation.
Like
to do
I was
it. Okay.
doing something and I was like feeling good about it and I was helping my family and then I was told to do it and I don't want to do it anymore.
Huh. Seems counterproductive.
Yeah.
So should we always never tell people what to do?
Well, not exactly.
Okay.
But sometimes.
Okay. So, but thinking about your cheer team, forcing them to do what they got to do, like powering over them, like, you better do it or I'm going to punch you in the nose or whatever. All right. That doesn't work.
No.
What's another option? That's one option. And you already said that doesn't work. Another option would be what?
I mean, sometimes you could like not say anything and just like show them that their actions don't always result in good things.
Uh-huh.
So like if they slack off, it's not like we're going to go to our competition and get first place.
Right.
But if they slack off, we're going to have to run.
Uh-huh.
And then if they slack off at competition, we're not going to get first place.
So kind of like they just sort of experience the consequences of their own slacking off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that like they see it and they're like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah. I should try harder or
yeah.
something like that. Yeah. Okay. So that's another possibility. And then is there another possibility beyond that? So there's, you could force them into doing it, or you could let them experience the consequences of not doing it. Is there a third possibility? I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe a way of using this. So like there's the carrot and the stick, right?
I have not heard of that.
The carrot means, so you have to imagine yourself sitting on a horse, right? And how do you get the horse to move? Well, or a donkey, right? How do you get the donkey to move? You could use a stick and you whack it in the butt to get it to move. Or
that
you can use a carrot. You use the same stick, but tie a carrot to the front of the mm-hmm. stick and hang it in front of the donkey so that it tries to eat the carrot and it moves forward.
Moving.
Right? So there's like negative reinforcement, that's whacking.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's positive reinforcement, that's the carrot.
Yeah.
What would positive reinforcement look like? What would a carrot look like for your cheer team?
Mom just called my name.
Oh, we're recording a podcast interview. We'll be right there.
The carrot of cheer or whatever would probably be like, well, like saying, I mean, it's like bribery and it's not super great, but yeah. it works.
Uh-huh.
So like true story. The coaches said to us, they're like, hey, if you hit your routine and you do it perfectly and no mess ups, then we'll get you pizza.
Ah, yeah, that's a great example. So
yeah.
there's a reward there
yeah.
in leadership sometimes. Or sometimes that's a way of leading is by offering a reward of some kind.
Yeah. Or like, hey, if you do good, you'll get first place and you'll feel good about yourself.
That's another one,
right? We
didn't
get first place, but we did good.
And hopefully in time they begin to internalize it and just do it for the joy of doing it, which probably happened to you're pointing at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that happened to you.
Uh-huh.
How did that happen to you? Do you think just over time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked really hard for so long. And I mean, like, I love doing cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes me feel happy.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, this has been a great conversation, Macy.
Yes, it has.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you being the guest on this bonus episode of Spiritual Life and Leadership.
I appreciate being the guest. Oh, can I say something?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so one time I saw this post on Instagram, and it said, when you're praying but you think something bad, and you have to apologize to God, and you have to, like, make up for it. Uh-huh. And it was really funny. And there was a picture, and it's like...
Oh, just the man making a creepy face.
Made
like,
a weird face. Yeah, okay. It was funny. Awesome. And I'm like, I relate to that.
You relate to that, yeah, sometimes. I get it. Yeah. But God is the most understanding person ever.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, he is.
All right. Thanks, Maze.
Thank you.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed my conversation with my daughter, Macy, as much as I did. Well, you probably didn't. I probably enjoyed it more, but that's just because I'm her dad. But I hope that you did enjoy it. And if you have kids, you know how fun it is just to have ever deeper conversations with your kids as they get older. Conversations about life and faith and doubt and God and Jesus. Well, before we go, let me leave you with just a simple little invitation. I would love for you to join the Spiritual Life and Leadership Facebook group. In that group, we talk about leadership, we talk about personal transformation, organizational transformation, we talk about culture and society, we talk about spiritual formation. And if you want to join, just go to Facebook and search for Spiritual Life and Leadership. You'll find both the Spiritual Life and Leadership page, which I invite you to like, and the Spiritual Life and Leadership group, which I invite you to join. The page is mostly for announcements, and the group is for interaction with me and with others. So I invite you to like the page and join the group. Well, thanks so much for being with Macy and me for this 75th episode, and I will see you next time here on Spiritual Life and Leadership.